Buddy, welcome to a very romantic episode of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a sexy, oh so sexy top five for you. Steve, what is this top five?
For those who are going to be partaking in the Valentine's Day holiday this weekend, We are counting down our very most least sexy costumes for Valentine's Day.
Do not wear these.
These are certain to not get you laid. But with that being said, let's start the show.
Steven, you're back here in the States. You look like shit, but you're tan, but the skin is falling off your body.
Well, that's what happens when you turn 30, man.
God, your balls are dragging on the ground.
I just can't do anything about them. They're everywhere.
You tried to pick them up earlier and you threw your back out.
It's terrible. I mean, everything's squeaking and cracking and... I have arthritis now. I have cataracts.
By the way, I love your new hearing aids.
Thank you. I had to get the jumbo versions because my hearing is now 90% gone.
I didn't know they came in camo.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's really good.
In fact, it's only camo.
Oh no! You have these quintafocals on.
Yeah, it's here's a very sobering thought for you. I am now mathematically closer to 40 years old than I am to 20 years old.
Well, for the next 4 months, I'll be sure to respect my elder.
And then soon you'll join me in the nursing home.
No!
That's right. But for those who are not aware, my wife and I went to Jamaica for our Christmas present to each other / my birthday celebration. So listen to this little ditty real quick.
Okay.
So we went to an all-inclusive resort in Jamaica, which, by the way, is cheaper than going to just somewhere in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I mentioned that before.
Why would you want to go to Florida?
Because I thought it was going to be really inexpensive just to go sit on a Florida beach for a couple days. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out it's super duper expensive.
Wow.
And they don't include your booze or your food.
I thought you said boobs for a second. I was like, oh, you get complimentary boobs in Jamaica?
All-inclusive boobs.
Wow.
So I get back from Jamaica, and my boss, who's the kind of boss now that's, I like my boss, but he's sure. The guy that like, he's like, wow, well, what are you? Like, he's like, oh, you homo. Like, oh, like this, like, he's like an old school kind of like ribbing, kind of like, it's like, oh, you guys are a whole bunch of assholes. I love you guys. You're the best group. Like,
sure,
you know, like,
sure.
He says that kind of stuff, but it's all, you never take any of it seriously. It's all in jest. It's just kind of how he is. Old school dude. But so I came back. He's like, I was like, yeah, it was my birthday over the weekend. He's like, how old are you? I'm like, 30. He's like, oh, 30. That sucks. And I was like, Mike, but to be honest, I mean, yes, it sucks. But waking up, went on your 30th birthday in Jamaica on the beach with your wife, drinking pina coladas in the morning. It's not so bad. And he's like, you're drinking pina coladas? And like, this was the, honestly, I was back at work for less than 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And the only things I had said to my boss was, it was my birthday. I turned 30, waking up, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, everyone drinks pina coladas, you fucking asshole.
What does he want from you? It's in the morning. You're not going to be slamming shots at Jack.
And I was like, you go to the tropics to drink those drinks, dude. Like, I don't know if I drink pina coladas any other time in my life, Steve, except in the tropics.
Steve, what's that in your hand?
It is a delicious pina colada with a shot of Jack in it.
Yeah.
So I like went on this mission the rest of the day. Like, every customer that came in, all of my coworkers, I was like, listen, what is a reasonable drink while you are on a beach in Jamaica? And like, everyone's like, oh, well, I was like, would you say a pina colada? Like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was like, suck it, Mike. Like, it got me so mad. I was in my like super chill Jamaican mood when I came back, like loving everyone, feeling tan. I'm like, I'm 30, but it's all right, man. And he's like, oh, you drink pina coladas like a homo.
Like, everyone drinks pina
colada. Made me so mad.
To be fair, I didn't drink pina coladas like a homo, but I did make out with a bunch of dudes.
I am now a homosexual out of the closet. I just want to be clear about that. But that has nothing to do with my drink preference.
I drank pina coladas like a hetero. And then I made out with dudes.
Hey, we're in the tropics. What you do?
What you doing,
make out,
man?
With dudes, drink some pina coladas. You know.
Ignore your wife.
Perfect.
To make out with those dudes.
But I had a great time in Jamaica. All too brief. We were there for 4 days. It just didn't.
Yeah.
Could have been there for another 10 days. Would have been fine.
Sure. You know, eventually you'd be like, you know what? I kind of miss the dreary, bleak winter landscape of Chicago.
You know what? I did start to miss home a little bit. Like, or think about home a little, but it's not due to the dreek.
The dreek.
What happens when you do dreary and bleak at the same time? It becomes dreek.
Or bleary. That actually kind of works.
Bleary sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleary. I went the 30-year-old way. The shitty old man way.
Oh, Steve, the first thing that starts to go is the vocabulary.
That's it. So I like stuff. My wife and I were, what do you call it when it's the sandy thing by the ocean?
The beach?
The beach, yeah. Sorry, this old vocab just...
Can't even... The sand traps.
Were you golfing? No, what's golf?
Oh, come on, I was doing sand traps by the big, big water.
That is now the official term for oceans. Big, big water time. But I definitely missed... I missed my dog a lot while we're gone.
Sure.
And... Yeah, there's great things about home that you do miss about home. It's sure. Great to feel warm, you know, like mm-hmm. with the sun on you, the warm sand, delicious gay pina coladas.
Great looking dudes. Now, to be fair, to appreciate the warmth and the beauty of Jamaica, you had to have just previously come from the cold Dreek landscape of Chicago.
Yep, the Dreek.
The Dreek landscape.
Dreek Chicago. Actually, it was an 80-degree swing in one day.
God, you...
We left, ugh. And it was 5 degrees in Chicago.
Yeah.
When we arrived, it was 85 in Jamaica.
Wow. That must have sucked.
It's actually kind of jarring in a way.
Yeah.
In a good way, I suppose, but mm-hmm. it's much more... I guess I shouldn't say it's jarring when you go to the warm. It was like, it felt comfortable, like a warm blanket coming around. You're like, oh, sure. This is nice. The real stark contrast, the real shocking part is when you come back from the 85 into the 18 degrees.
Yeah, that's not
you're
good.
You're like, oh, God, everything is sharp. The air is sharp. And we came back and everything was like, as we were coming back, was frozen rain.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
The parking lot was just a giant sheet of ice.
Mm-hmm.
The car was covered just in this thin sheet of ice.
That's what you want.
So as we're pulling out, I'm like, all right, I'll just make a left turn going 5 miles. Oh, no! I slid 35 feet. It's like, well, this sure is different. But have you ever been to an all-inclusive resort?
Never.
So real quick. I've been twice now. It's been in the last year. Mm-hmm. It was for my honeymoon and for this trip. So I'd never done it before. But we purposely stayed very close to the airport, so we didn't spend a lot of time like commuting to the resort. And just in like the 10-minute commute there, you drive through these like Jamaican ghetto areas, and then you end up on this resort with the, you know, just pina colada waterfalls. You know, like yes sir, like let us to your every whim, here's all this food and like huge buffets full of this and a beach and beautiful women and you know all this. And then
wait, the beautiful women was included?
Yeah, I told you, boobs, dude.
Oh my god,
all inclusive boobs. And then you realize that there's this big fence outside of the resort you're on. You're like, is it to keep me in or is it to keep other people out? I don't know, because like honestly, just blocks away there's like pallets, like pallet made huts, like those shipping pallets, like
yeah.
People just like put them in the woods and like make a little shelter out of it and like living there.
Oh,
and so it's this such a bizarre feeling of like knowing that there's a lot of crime and that you are in a Jamaica is a third world country,
mm-hmm.
not, you know, what you would think of as, you know, like in the middle of Africa, third world country, but sure. like, you know, not a thriving economy, you know, a lot, like most everything is based off of tourism. So you're on this little patch of land where like, where they keep saying like, yeah, man, Bob Marley, one love, one, you know, it's like, and they keep saying this and you're like, is this Jamaica or is this just what you want me to think Jamaica is because I'm a big stupid American? And like, this is just what you think I want.
Yeah.
So it's this weird, very quick view of like the dichotomy there. But then you, when you're on the resort, you know, 10 pina coladas in, you know, like eating crab legs, you're like, hey, remember that slum outside? Nope. No, I don't.
Wow, sounds like you're in a safe zone in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
It's a weird thing, man. It's a, because then you, when you're driving in, you're like, oh, wow, this is, that's terrible. Like, and these roads are bad. And this is like, wow, like there's a lot of issues here. I wonder what the issues are in Jamaica, you know, and then you get to your resort like, wow, this is great. And you stay there for a week and then on your way out, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I remember this shit.
But I'm just so hungover. I can't God, even care.
I've got this to-go pina colada. Maybe I should give it to someone.
Nah, this is my hangover cure right here.
But it's like going to an all-inclusive resort is just such a bizarre thing. It's awesome.
Sure.
It's just so bizarre.
I want to do it someday, man.
It's great.
Maybe you and I can go together.
Maybe once we both turn 30 and have nothing left to live for.
That's right. We'll go out like Thelma and Louise on an all-inclusive resort. Just drive into the ocean.
Like, sir, could you bring our golf cart out of the ocean, please?
No, we've almost done it.
We are almost dead. Sir, no, you're not.
Like, oh, see, the water's up to our knees.
That little kid is swimming further than you are.
Quick, save him.
We'll get him. And bring him with us to the murky deep.
That's right. How old are you, kid? 11? Oh, nothing left to live
That's
for.
That's it.
Hop on.
It's the same thing as being 30 in 7 days. But anyway, so great time. But there, it's just such a, in a way, it's kind of like going to Las Vegas. It's this bizarre, weird thing that shouldn't be, but it is.
Because Las Vegas is surrounded by just nothing but jungles and slums.
Well, there, I mean, slums, you're not too far off. Like, for a while there, Las Vegas was in real bad shape.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, suburban, like the residential areas of real bad shape.
Oh, no ideas.
Well, now you have an idea.
No, I have no ideas. Just at all.
I am just empty inside.
That's right. Please fill me up.
So anyway, ooh,
hello.
Yeah, well, I have had a few pina coladas. So And just for the record, I am not currently drinking pina coladas.
No, but he is drinking many, many shots of Jack.
Yeah. So anyway, as I was Jamaica-ing it up, what have you been up to?
God, nothing. I've been watching same old shit, man. I've been watching my shows. Justified's great. The Americans is great. Walking Dead's back, and that's great. I started watching The Legend of Korra, which of course is the sequel series to Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of the first season, and it's good. It's good.
Listen to me when I say it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. I just feel that it's not quite living up to Avatar: The Last Airbender.
You know what? I'm really pissed that Last Airbender is not on Netflix anymore.
Dude, I can give it to you.
Yeah, no, but I want it on Netflix.
I'm sorry, Steve.
It's so easy.
I'm sorry, Steve, but the world isn't made for you.
You know what? I don't understand why I don't have pina colada waterfalls in my house. Damn it.
But I wanted to wrap up that point. Like, I know part of the first season of Avatar was in no way indicative of the great show that it was to become. So I'm hoping that The Legend of Korra will pick it up and become a great show as well.
Is it by the same people? Or
I don't know, but okay. I think so.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that. It's got some great ideas, got some great plot lines, but there's just... these great adult, mature themes are just really broken up by these really cartoony scenes. It just kind of brings me out sometimes. But besides that, I've been playing some Arkham Origins.
Ugh.
And it's fine. I'm going to sound like that drunk guy that's trying to convince you that he's not drunk. Like,
it's fine.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
I can drive.
Yeah.
So I'm a better driver when I'm drunk.
This is totally Batman. This is better because it's the beginning.
Yuck. I mean, at least you have the hopefully, I'll just say less broken game now, whatever, a year out because they have the patches and whatever. Like, but...
Yeah, I know.
Just yucky.
I know.
Just yucky.
But I beat and platied Infamous First Light, and that was cool. I didn't appreciate... here's one major gripe I have with Infamous First Light, is that the movement, when you go that neon warp speed or whatever that's called, is so loose. I could never get a handle on moving throughout the city when you're doing that. Especially because she latches onto things automatically. It's like, no, I want to go into that space. Stop latching onto the roof!
Interesting. I never had that issue.
Looks like the world is made for you, Steve. God damn it.
I look forward to going home and drinking out of my pina colada waterfall.
Just had it installed.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's about it, man.
All right. I'm excited that Vikings is coming back in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be checking that out. And you know what? I'm so excited it's back. I've third or fourth episode in now. The new series of Top Gear.
Okay.
I just love Top Gear.
Okay.
I just love it. It's not the greatest show of all time. I just love what they do.
Hey, you need that show. You need that fun, goofy show
just
to break up the terrible depression that is all the other TV out there.
This last week on Top Gear, if you're not a fan of Top Gear, shut up.
we don't want to hear it.
Don't want to hear it. They did... there's something... Something must have happened in the UK with, like, ambulance response times or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the news there. So they decided to create their own ambulances and then run themselves through a series of tests of their ambulances. And one of them, keep in mind they're in the UK, one of them is a Porsche, you know, two-door sports car.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to, you know, have the patient in the back. One of them is a Porsche. One of them is like a 1987 Chevy conversion van that he painted that toxic waste disposal. It's like they're not gonna move for an ambulance, they'll totally move for this. And the other one, the guy used a hearse. And they ran through this like trial. It was just like, God, this show is just great. And how fun it would be to make this show. Just always feels good when it's on. It's a great show.
That's awesome, man.
I love me some Top Gear.
Have you watched anything on Netflix? Anything new? Have you played anything new?
No, I was just telling you before we started, I'm in that weird middle ground waiting for the next game that feels right to play.
That feels right.
Because I don't want, like, I can play something, but I'm not into anything in particular right now.
Steve, sorry to interrupt your bullshit excuse for not playing anything. Valentine's Day is coming up.
And?
Great, let's go back to your bullshit.
No, I'm actually kind of off the hook for Valentine's Day this year because the Jamaica trip, kind of an all-encompassing holiday.
Was it an all-inclusive holiday?
All-inclusive, all-encompassing. Wow. Everything.
What a great trip.
Yeah, it was real good.
Wow, boobs and
so what about Valentine's Day? What do you want? What do you want from me?
I was going to see what the hell you were doing.
Probably nothing.
Because I'm looking for a Valentine. Don't tell my girlfriend.
Baby, if you're looking for the geriatric crowd like me, then... Let me know.
Sure. Yeah, man, to know if you had any exciting plans, if you had any surprises for Holly that you can spoil on this podcast.
Yeah. Let me tell you, baby, I'm talking to you right now, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You and me, we going to wake up in the morning.
He's talking to all the Hollies out there, by the way.
Any Holly. This for you, girl. I'm going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to say, oh, good morning. I'm still sleepy. And I'm going to roll back into bed, and then I'm going to say, girl, good morning, kiss, and that's it, girl.
Steve.
Romance in the morning, romance in the evening, romance at supper time. When romance is on a bagel. You can eat romance anytime. God, what a fucking jingle that is.
Oh, man.
I mean, not the romance one. The Bagel Bites one.
What a great idea that is. Romance on a bagel.
That sounds disgusting.
Okay, we're talking like chocolates on a bagel, not sex juices on a bagel or anything like that.
And to me, it's either going to be chocolate on a bagel or like a ring on a bagel, like jewelry on a bagel.
Delicious.
Mm-mm, tasty gold.
Oh, God. You know what I just... Oh, I don't even want to bring this up. Never mind. It's so gross. I just had a flashback of something from high school.
Well, now you've gone too far.
I have to say it. I want to look this up as I'm speaking it. So... In high school, how far do I want to go into this?
As far as required, sir.
Back in high school, back before my first girlfriend and I had sex,
the dark ages, as you call it.
That's right. This is before light was invented. We were, no light, no fire, no sun. It was very dark, very dark. I'm one of those types of people, before I do anything, I need to research, study up on it. You know what I mean?
You mean before you do girls?
Yep, that's exactly what I meant. And I looked up, I'm looking it up right now. Sorry for the stuttering. Okay. I remember the term leucorrhea. Let me tell you what it is. Leucorrhea is a thick, whitish, or yellowish vaginal discharge. There are many causes of leucorrhea, the usual one being estrogen imbalance. The amount of discharge may increase due to vaginal infection or STDs, and also may disappear and reappear from time to time. This discharge can keep occurring for years, in which case it becomes more yellow and foul-smelling. It is usually a non-pathological symptom secondary to inflammatory conditions of vagina or cervix. So I was like, bring on the sex.
Why did you look at... Why, as a young man coming into his sexual prime, why are you looking up that?
I was just looking up... Oh, God. See, this is why I'm going down the rabbit hole, Steve. I'm turning a little bit red. I wanted to study up on the vagina.
Sure.
And see what was happening.
The horrors that it provides.
The horrors. Yep.
To be fair, I'm almost dead, and I'm 30 because I'm almost dead.
Yes.
And the vagina is still a place of horrors. Just as in the way that, like... I feel like no man ever truly feels like, yeah, I figured that thing out. like that's what I mean. I'm not saying anything about my wife. I'm just saying, like, as mankind as a whole, I don't think we ever truly feel like we get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a part of me that's like, anything can happen. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I know what's going to happen. But I'm keeping my guard up.
It could talk one day.
Who knows?
There could be this thick, whitish vaginal discharge called leucorrhea.
Who knows? It could sing. Like, I mean, I don't know. You could go in and be like, oh, and be like, yeah.
You're welcome, baby.
That's great. Girl, we're going to wake up. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to make your vagina sing. Because, dude, I mean, there's still part of me that believes, like, if you have sex good enough, you can make a girl's vagina sing. You know what? I choose to believe it. I choose to believe.
Hey, man, you gotta have goals.
Gotta have goals.
Gotta have goals, my friend.
I'm just saying, there's nothing that can happen there that should be surprising. I mean, you should expect everything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You should hope for the best, but expect the worst.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's the advantage of what we got going on as men. We're like, it's much more straightforward and literally in your face. It's like, right. This is what we got going on.
Yeah, because Holly's very tiny, so it's always in her face.
We got the bottom area here. They just kind of hang out, do their thing. Mm-hmm. They'll occasionally rise and fall.
Right.
Mostly with due the
seasons,
to weather.
With the seasons.
The tides, it's pretty much it.
Yep.
And then you've got your main entree there. And that also will raise and lower due to more excitement than anything else.
That's right. You know, the tides, the moon.
And you know how this story ends. So, I mean, that's... There you have it, friend. There is your owner's manual.
With a disgusting
Actually,
happy ending.
Take that back. That isn't an owner's manual. That is a user's manual.
Oh.
Owner's manual. It's like, you are going to experience... moisture, awkward, random inflations.
But when you turn 13, 14, you're really going to love this thing.
And it is going to hate you.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like the women's user manual is at least six times thicker.
Oh, sure.
And the... Or the owner's
Six
manual.
Times thicker.
I mean, way more. I mean, I'm
come on.
100 times thicker.
It's like 100 times thicker than a car manual.
So the owner's manual, very thick. However, the user's manual that we would be using, mm-hmm. that thing is a goddamn Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, that's right. Mini Ooh. Volumes coming at you over a series of months.
Revisions coming in, yeah. updates.
Because, of course, it's written by men.
Like, guys, did you know you can make it sing? It's not proven yet, but we want you to know someone has said it.
See, I don't know what the hell you said that reminded me of the term leukorrhea.
Yeah, I hope to never say it to you again.
Well, thank you, because that just brought back a whole flash flood of awkward memories.
I also hope that young teenage Wes, as he was about to embark on his first sexual...
his leukorrhetic adventure.
He's like, damn, girl, I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to make your vagina sing all over your leukorrhea.
Oh, God!
And she's like, what the hell are you talking... I don't even know what that means.
It's like, shh, shh,
baby, I'm prepared for your gross discharge. Wes, shut up! This is not how I imagined my first time.
It's all right, baby. It's all right. I've seen teeth.
Of course you've seen teeth. I have teeth.
No, I'm talking about vagina dentata.
Oh! You know what? You know what? Forget it. Forget this whole thing.
No, baby. Come back.
No.
Come back. Straightforward. Look. The tides are rising. You can tell.
I don't care about the barometric pressure that's happening here, young Wes.
I just want to test your pH. Come back.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Bye-bye.
Well, too much? Should I edit that
Goodbye.
Out?
Goodbye.
Oh, boy.
Goodbye. That's why Wes is actually a virgin until 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, thank God.
Your vagina. Thank God my vagina finally grew in.
Yeah. So, finally, I have both users and owner's manuals.
And let me tell you, I'm more confused than I've ever been.
Wow.
There it is.
Yeah.
Shall we get to some emails?
I think so. I think we've done some good today. Oh, man. I apologize for nothing. Yes, sir. All right. Our first email is from...
Hold on. Did you just try to do Jamaican?
No, I didn't, but thank you.
Because it kind of... Maybe it's just because I'm still in that mindset. Like, all right, man. Come on. We're going to try...
Oh, trust me. If I try to do Jamaican, it'd be much more racist.
Can I? Really oh, terrible. Then let's not. Let's
okay,
not.
Good.
All right, man. We're going to read some emails.
That'd be fantastic. Okay, our first email is from TJ.
TJ!
Oh, by the way, this is from last week's top five, which was our top five speeches and monologues.
Speeches and monologues, man.
You better stop doing that.
Oh, man, I can't stop now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And this
what
is how
love.
Five and Out ended. His top five speeches is... Or, excuse me, his top five, or his number five is Mrs. Doubtfire, the ending scene when
wow.
Mrs. Doubtfire has that monologue about divorce and about how children shouldn't blame themselves. And
you know, I'll have to rewatch that. That's
it's very good.
Okay, I look forward to watching that as soon as the podcast is over.
His number four is the Lost Live Together, Die Alone speech.
Oh,
Jack?
Yeah, yeah. Is that season two? One?
It's either at the end of season one or
okay.
Maybe the beginning. It's somewhere within Damn. The show Lost.
You know what? I'm very excited already. 2 miles I get to watch after this is great. I'm excited.
And number three is Community, The Paradigms of Human Memory, the flashback episode. So Jeff Winger is the main character. And he, at the end of most episodes, he gives a very arousing speech that kind of like ties up the whole episode and makes everyone feel good.
By the way, you just said he gives a very arousing speech.
And I meant it.
All right.
And this is the flashback episode. So it kind of cuts in between like different parts of different speeches. So they make sense all in a row. But like it's so weird. Like he'll start one sentence in this one area, and then the last half of the sentence is in another area, something completely different, but it kind of makes sense. It's very well put together, very funny, and a very good pick.
Okay.
Number two is Team America, the Dicks, Assholes, and Pussy speech. I'm surprised you didn't remember this.
No, I remember. I mean, I know it. I absolutely know it.
By heart?
Think of it. No. No, I don't know it by heart.
His number one is the Goonies, Mikey speech. This is our time.
Yeah, that's good. That's a really good top five, man.
That is a really good top
five.
Really
good top five.
Nathaniel writes in his top five. Haven't heard from Nathaniel in a while. Nathaniel. Welcome back, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, always good to hear from you.
His number five is Gladiator. His name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
God, what a fucking name, man.
That is.
And what a movie. I don't care what anyone says. That movie is great.
All right.
All right.
Okay. His number four is Serenity. I aim to misbehave. I thought about this, but I'm not allowed to put Joss Whedon on my list.
Someone else took up the mantle for you.
Thank you, Nathaniel. His number one is the King's speech, the swearing scene, where he tries to give a speech, but he keeps swearing all the way through through it.
Yeah. And that's the speech that we briefly talked about a couple months ago, that they changed that speech specifically. Like they took one less curse word out of it or something, or one curse word out of it, and then it changed the rating from R to PG-13.
Really?
Yeah. But the speech is great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's. And I'm glad Nathaniel chose that speech instead of the final speech from the King's speech,
because
that's like the obvious pick. It's the King's speech. That's the one where they announce the war. But that scene, that's a really good pick. That's cool.
His number two is the V for Vendetta revolutionary speech. It's a very
Ooh,
good one.
I've seen V for Vendetta a couple times, but I don't recall this monologue. So I look forward to seeing that too.
It's a very good one. His number one is, I don't know what this is, True Romance, the Sicilian scene, final speech from Dennis Hopper. Are you familiar with True Romance?
I am not. I've heard it. The name before, but I am just a big dummy and don't know it.
See, I think that's a name of a. This will tell you just how gay I am. I think this is the name of a musical. No, that's Weird Romance. Never mind. Yes.
Are you talking about Weird Science?
Yes, that's it.
That's the one right there. That's another. Man, I like that. There's some good stuff in there.
But yes, thank you guys so much for writing in your top fives. We can't wait to watch these directly after the podcast.
Yeah, I love the ones too that I've seen the movies. I just don't recall because those are like, oh, that's right. This is good. Damn, this is good.
Right. And even if we didn't get to your top fives this week, we got them, we read them, and we can't wait to watch yours as well. So thank you all for writing in.
That is, I actually have to quit my job just so I can start watching YouTube videos permanently full time. So I'll be done by next week.
Sounds great. But Steve, let's move on to this week's top five, which is...
This is, of course, our... You know what? I'm going to let you bring this one. This is your idea, so...
Well, love is in the air everywhere we look around. And with love...
I'm looking at you.
And love is in the air, Steve.
Ooh, baby.
Mm-hmm. And with love, there's sex. And with
Ooh,
sex,
baby.
There's Luke Rhea.
Ooh, baby.
No, let's backtrack a bit. So my top five that I came up with is I wanted to, you know, for Valentine's Day, maybe you want to do something special. Maybe you want to wear a sexy costume for your partner. Whether you be male, female, There's really no.
I mean, let's rephrase it. Whether you're male or female,
there you go.
You're doing a great job bringing this in, by the way.
Thank you so much. Maybe you want to wear something very sexy, like everyone knows the naughty nurse, the librarian, the French maid. If you're male, like the fireman, the navyman, just any man navyman. In uniform. But what are some non-sexy costumes? In fact, what are the least sexy costumes you can come up with?
Because nowadays they've turned almost everything into a sexy cat. Like the sexy bumblebee. The sexy anything. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the few remaining things that they can't or shouldn't turn into a sexy costume? These are your top five worst sexy costumes.
All right. I went first the last couple of weeks, so Steve, why don't you do the honors?
Well, all right. My number five.
Oh, boy.
This is for the ladies. Actually, this, it's pretty much all of mine were thought of looking at ladies, but this could actually be for both. My number five is the sexy Professor X. The costume for the sexy Professor X, of course, includes sexy wheelchair, which, to be honest, is it's just a wheelchair.
It's just a wheelchair.
It's very hard to make it. So, fine, you know what? The spokes on the wheels form a heart. There you go. So as a lady, you get to put on a sexy bald cap.
Ooh, arousing.
An arousing bald cap. And then, you know what, you can put her in a, you know, like a business, like a jacket with the with nothing on underneath, and just gross legs. Gross legs. you get to draw in. I can't think, what is the word? See, again, I'm after 30, my vocabulary is gone. Why can't I think of the word when you, like, don't use your muscles and they...
Atrophy.
Atrophy, thank you.
My God, you're an idiot.
I'm 30, I'm a dummy. What do you, give me a beer so I can watch football and count the days till I die.
And do the extra large letter crossword.
So you have atrophied legs. Man. Ooh, baby.
So good.
Sexy wheelchair.
And we get to think about having sex.
And a bald cap on your lady.
Yeah.
Or if you're a gentleman, all the same things, but you have to shave your head.
Oh, of course.
But you know what? What the hell? You can wear a suit if you want. You can just sit in a suit in a wheelchair with a bald cap on. Sexy-like.
And if they want to have sex with you, you have to act like your legs don't work.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This is for the... If you're going to commit to this costume, you're going to commit. That is understood, sir.
Although it has been shown on TV that sex in a wheelchair can be pretty hot.
That's great. But it's not going to be.
All right. So your number five was...
What is sexy Professor X?
So my number five, I'm starting off with a little softball here. This might be an actual costume out there. I didn't do any research. But I just imagine that, you know, like, this is for a man or woman. So just, like, I'm in the other room, for example, and I'm like, all right, baby, I'm ready. She's like, all right, are you ready for this? And she walks in, and she's a sexy zombie. But she has all the makeup with, like, blood running down. She's got, like, teeth blacked out. She's got, like, one eye with the makeup, like, almost closed. She's making a,
okay, so I got the zombie part.
No, let me go far.
Okay.
She got the tattered clothes. Yeah. She hasn't showered in a few weeks. She smells bad.
I would really hope you would notice if your girlfriend has not showered in weeks.
Well, I'm a very inattentive boyfriend, so. instead of having sex with you, she just tries to, like, bite you a bunch of times.
Bite your wiener?
Well, I mean, that's part of you. It's a very straightforward part of you.
So where's the sexy part?
She's wearing a low-cut top.
With her rotten boobs.
That's right.
Great.
That's what I thought, man.
Okay.
Sexy zombie.
At least give her, like, how about a zombie with...
Fine, she's naked. How about that?
Sexy, naked, rotting zombie.
That's right.
I'm sure... I'm sure there's a sexy zombie.
Now, I'm confused. Did you make up your list with, like, an element of sex appeal to it?
Well, I mean, when you do say sexy costumes, the worst sexy costumes, I did. Or I guess, because honestly to me, when I hear sexy whatever, it just means, like, high skirt, low cut top. Like, whatever it is.
That's what she's wearing.
Okay. All right.
And if you're a man zombie, you're wearing a fireman's hat.
Sexy firefighter zombie.
That's right.
Okay. My number four. I'm going to go with... Talk about sex appeal.
I can't wait.
This one is for the ladies. Or, ooh, excuse me, it's for the gentlemen, because the costume is for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with sexy Precious.
God.
For those who are not familiar, I've never seen the movie, but I know the movie Precious. And basically for this sexy costume, you are going to be putting yourself in a big fat suit. And to make it even more offensively and sexily, it's going to be a big...
Offensively and sexily.
That's what we're doing here, man.
Wow.
That's what we're doing. just because these have to be the worst sexy costumes of all time, nothing is less sexy than blatant offense. So if you're a white lady, you're getting yourself in a big black fat suit and painting your face black. And if you're a black lady, a sexy, wonderful black lady, you're getting a big fat white suit and you're putting yourself in white face just to make it even.
Got it.
So your loving boyfriend, as you are expecting your lovely girlfriend to show up, maybe, I don't know, what, a sexy bumblebee. Maybe she's going to be, you know, whatever, a sexy secretary. Ooh.
I was going to say, you can think of something better besides a sexy bumblebee.
Anything. She can be a sexy tree. Like, oh, my girlfriend. Like, it's Halloween, man. She's going to look good. Or Arbor Day. God. And then she shows up in a big, fat suit. Big, fat suit. And just cries. She's got big bangs. She's in the inappropriate race for what you know your girlfriend to be, in a big fat suit. That is not a sexy Valentine's Day getup.
Wow.
Because nothing is less sexy to me than blatant racism. So give me sexy Precious setup.
All right.
AKA... the most offensive. The most offensive, unsexy costume there is.
Now, would it be Precious both ways? Or if the sexy black woman were to put on the white suit and the white face, would she be called Pretentious?
That's it, yep.
Got it.
Sexy Pretentious.
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 Okay, well, my number four, I'm going with a sexy mattress.
This is, oh, yeah. Is not, not sexy. But you added sexy to it, so let's hear it.
Well, it's basically, think of your girlfriend in a mattress, and she just lays down, but she has, like, a sexy body, sexy female body, like, tattooed, like, colored on the mattress. And she's got a hole where the you-know-what should be.
Oh, my.
I don't know why I'm shying away from the word vagina for the first time this podcast.
Are you... what size mattress is she?
Oh!
Does that depend on your girlfriend?
Depends on your girlfriend. Like, you know, twin size. Or if you want to do a double combo, the Precious mattress. We're talking
California
king.
That's
right.
California king.
That's right.
So, a sexy... mattress.
That's right.
Where does the bottom of the mattress hit your girlfriend? Is it at the ankles?
I'm thinking at the ankles.
Okay, so she just has little footsies out
she's
the bottom.
Basically walking like Veruca Salt in Willy Wonka.
sexy mattress. I bet there are several ladies and men out there that will say, oh no, I have slept with sexy mattress.
See,
the person who just lays there.
It's great because she can just lay there and she doubles as the mattress and then you can fall asleep on her.
Wow. Yeah, that is super sexy.
And if you're a dude and you wear a sexy mattress, like the hole right there is you know, ready made for you.
Wow. You're right, Wes. That is super sexy.
It's super sexy.
Can't wait to buy that for my Valentine.
That's right.
Holly, get ready. Sexy mattress Steve coming at you. However, so if you're gonna go out of the realm of TV video games and movies, mm-hmm. I will join you.
Okay.
My next costume is your sexy Billy the Big Mouth Bass. Are you familiar with Billy the Big Mouth Bass?
Oh, of course I am.
I think anyone that was alive in the late 90s is familiar with Billy the Big Mouth Bass.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it is the mounted fish that you buy that you press the button and it starts like folding in half singing songs.
Getting aroused already.
I don't know why that was a thing, but it was like, it was a thing.
I think it was only a thing here in the Midwest.
Really?
I can you imagine anybody in California or New York buying this?
Can you imagine anybody buying it?
My hometown? Yes, I can.
Many, many, many people bought it.
And yes.
Like, many people bought multiple Billy Big Mouth Bass. It was a thing. So it's really, really a sexy little getup, I would imagine. You're going to dress yourself as, of course, a bass,
mm-hmm.
a sexy bass.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is you're going to have to be like horizontal most of this costume
mm-hmm.
because it's, you know, it's up against the wall. And so there's going to be a backing to you as well. But whenever anyone comes up and pushes the button near you, you have to start like folding yourself in half to do the Billy bit. And you have to sing whatever ridiculous song Billy the Big Mouth Bass sang. Because I think there were multiple versions.
Let's say She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy.
I want to say there was an Elvis in the Billy the Big Mouth Bass, perhaps.
Oh, I was just making songs up.
No, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. That's a real song.
Well, what? No, I was making songs up that Billy Big Mouth Bass would sing.
And I'm trying to remember. I'm sure I've blocked it in my memory of what he actually sang.
It's probably some golden oldies.
Golden oldies.
That's right. Like older women make beautiful lovers.
So this is you know, let's put this in the gentleman column.
Oh,
gentlemen, you've taken your lady out for a lovely dinner,
yeah.
A few glasses of wine, mm-hmm. You've given her the flowers.
She's gonna need a whole few glasses of wine.
You've taken the cab back to your apartment,
mm-hmm.
And
paid for it, of course.
Of course, like a gentleman, mm-hmm. like a gentleman. Even if it's your wife, fine. Back to your own home. You're like, baby, why don't you curl up in bed there? I'll be right there in 1 second, girl. And you open up that door, and you're folded in half at a 90-degree angle at your waist, shimmying in.
It's like a nightmare.
Mouth agape, of course. You have to keep your mouth open as big as possible in your bass costume.
Yeah.
And then you're like, baby, press my button. And she presses that button, and she's like, oh, God, please, no. And you immediately start flapping towards the middle of your costume. You're like, she thinks my tractor's sexy. And then you have the most incredible sex you've ever had in your entire life.
People at home, I feel so sorry for you. You missed Steve's rendition of the folding in half over and over again while singing. It was very good.
You know what? If we're going to be vulgar on our Valentine's Day, is it Billy the Big Cock Bass?
Oh, no.
And then and just to take it even more inappropriately, while you're having sex, you can obviously yell out Billy the Big Mouth Bass related things to her.
That's right. Such as?
Maybe in the foreplay section as she is going down on you as one, as a gentleman, you'd say, you're going to need your big mouth. You know, because sexy. Yeah.
Or as you're about to go down on her, like, I'm about to go deep sea fishing. You know,
hopefully
sexy
I find
thing.
A lure in here. Let me try to find it. Ladies, I know you are just jonesing to be with both of us right now, but we are both spoken for.
That's maybe not by the end of this podcast, though. So send us your emails.
My wife
is going to
be so pissed.
That's right.
Until she gets some big mouth bassin, then she'll be just fine.
Oh, God. Before I move on to my number three, I have a quick retraction. I said with the mattress hobbling around like Farouk Assault, I was picturing the wrong girl from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'm picturing the blueberry girl,
yeah.
Whoever that is. It's not Farouk Assault, I don't think.
No?
Is it?
I think so.
Is it?
Her name's Veruca, for sure.
Well, shit.
There's also a band called Veruca Salt, but...
I don't mean them.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's Veruca, for sure.
Well, we'll never know. So, moving on to my number three.
Hang on, before you start real quick, I gotta tell you what's... I gotta give you a quick narration. I took my... This is really pretty offensive to me. I took my socks off maybe about 20 minutes ago, and Wes's dog is currently laying on the ground, rolling in my socks... Like it's some sort of bizarre smell, like as you know, dogs are one to do. Like it's some sort of dogs don't roll in good smelling things; they roll in awful smelling things. And he is just living it up in my socks right now.
He is.
That's offensive, Sammy.
And by the way, my number three is Sexy Sammy. So you're gonna need a pair of Steve's socks. No, my number three is Sexy Michael Moore.
So basically the male equivalent of Sexy Precious.
Basically. Let's do the male route. Like you're gonna have to get a fat suit.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to like put some prosthetics on and get yourself some jowls, some
yeah.
big old Coke bottle glasses,
yeah.
and, grow some shitty facial hair.
Yeah.
And make sure that your hair is sticking out, get a weird baseball cap,
yep.
hunch over.
Yeah.
And then as you're having sex with your girlfriend, just to make it even more sexy, talk about how the female vagina, females with their female wiles, feminine wiles, are trying to take over America.
Yeah.
That's
or
right.
Just get into a really like one-sided political debate while you're having sex.
That's right.
It's really, or you could, what you said, the feminine wiles of female vaginas.
that's exactly what
All
I
right,
said.
Wes, I want you to paint the scene for me.
Okay.
Again, let's use the same rubric we used before.
Okay.
Just had a lovely dinner, a couple glasses of wine, you're back at your house. Mm-hmm. Baby, why don't you go lay down?
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through Michael Moore. What are you saying as you're coming through that door as Michael Moore?
Here's my best Michael Moore impression. Me having seen or heard him in over 10 years. So, like, baby, are you ready? And she yells back,
oh, baby, I can't wait.
So I waddle in to the doorway. Hello, baby. Are you ready?
No, I said I was ready before, but I'm not ready now.
Too late, baby. Let me tell you all about the feminine conspiracy and how to take over the world with your vaginas and breasts. Trying to hypnotize us men with your feminine wiles and hypnotism.
Man, sexy costumes on Valentine's Day.
Where are you going? I realize my Michael Moore voice is a cross between Louis Anderson.
Like and Louis Anderson.
Hey, Louis Anderson. Like an old Jewish mother. Hey, where are you going?
Man, I don't know. Ladies, once again, we are already spoken for.
And I already have the costume.
That's
my number three, Michael Moore.
Okay.
Sexy.
Okay. Can I one-up you with a my number dos?
Yeah.
With a sexy Gimli?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, going into Middle Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know what? I immediately thought of it for the ladies, but this is for both.
Oh yeah.
So what's gonna happen? We're gonna get out of the bedroom. That's what we're gonna give you a different rubric on this one. And we're gonna go surprise your lady at work. Valentine's Day. I know it's a Saturday this year, but let's say this is getting prepped for the next year, because this could take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Men, you got to grow that beard out. Grow it to the knees, friends. Or if not, if you're the lady, you got to put on the obviously big, fake, long beard.
Mm-hmm.
However, you got to work on that smell factor.
Oh, yeah.
Got it? Because you're a dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
So that also means you're smelly. Also means you're working this thing on your knees. You're going to walk into your wife slash husband's place of work on your knees with your helmet on, your long beard, and you have your big, giant, fat, prosthetic nose on, carrying your axe. And you can do whatever romantic thing you want to do to your axe. I'll leave that to your own imagination. And of course, whatever room you enter, no matter what it is, like as you got off the bus, you said, "And my axe." As you got on the elevator, you said, "And my axe." You got to your husband's cubicle and you say, "And my axe."
As you bring it down and cleave his computer in two.
"And my axe of love." And then your significant other is probably going to be pretty confused, because they're not going to think this is sexy. But let us not forget, you're wearing a nice little mini skirt underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Underneath that beard. And as a gentleman, you're wearing, oh, I don't know,
a nice little mini skirt.
A banana hammock. Underneath that beard.
Uh-huh.
And you, at that point, you then sweep your lady slash gentleman off their feet, literally, in your arms, and then you knee walk them.
Oh, so slowly.
Oh, so painfully and slowly. To the nearest place to begin loving.
Wow.
Talk about sexy.
You have a knack for scene painting.
Man.
I'm going to try and match it with my number two.
Please.
So your number two was?
Gimli.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sexy Gimli.
Allow me to one-up you again. So you're at Valentine's Day dinner. This costume is for the ladies, all right? So, as a man, you're at the Valentine's Day dinner. You take it to a nice restaurant, like a nice sit-down restaurant where there's people taking your coats. Like, it's very expensive, right? And so you go through the dinner, and, you know, the champagne...
Flowing,
you know. You order one more bottle of champagne at the very end of dinner.
Yeah.
And as that champagne is coming, as they're setting it down... You turn to your lovely girlfriend at that time, and you're like, "Baby, I want you to make me the happiest man in the world." And you propose.
What?
And the waiter pours two glasses of champagne.
What?
And you guys maybe do that cute little thing where you intertwine arms and then drink.
Aww.
As you know, you're very deft with your fingers. You can put, as you're doing that, you put the ring on her finger.
Wow.
I know. Very good with your fingers.
Nice.
And then she's like, "You know what? I also have a surprise for you." And then she goes to the bathroom, spends maybe about 10 to 15 minutes in there. You start to get a little worried because, uh-oh, what's happening? Did she climb out the window? I just proposed. She took the ring and came and bring that back. And then she comes back and she's wearing sexy baby bop. And she starts singing, "I love you. You love me. I can't wait to be your family with this hot bod and your cock and balls to match. Take me home and treat me right."
Ranch?
Treat me ranch.
Check, please, waiter.
Oh, God. Please. Gotta run.
You know what? If you can... Can we just do a bottle of Jack right now?
That's right.
Bring a bottle of Jack out here.
No pina coladas.
None.
Send that back.
Tonight, no pina coladas.
But she's got that weird baby bop head with that weird fin protrusion on top of her head. She's got the big dino arms, the big dino feet. She's wearing a diaper.
I imagine her wearing a bra.
Yeah.
Like exposed midriff. And then... diaper, but like big dino feet.
Oh, yeah. Singing that creepy song.
Yikes.
Is there a creepier song than that in a children's show?
Oh, man. You know what?
If you slow it down, I love you.
Don't do that. Whatever you do, don't slow it down.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wes, that was a real, real nice picture painted.
Thank you.
I can see that whole thing.
Thank you.
And it's awful.
Thank you.
Man, is that awful.
It's the least, in the middle of a crowded restaurant. Everyone just applauded because you proposed. So when she comes back out, they're probably all looking at you like, oh, are the newlyweds going to kiss? Oh, no, she's dressed up as a crazy baby dinosaur.
You know what's even grosser, more gross?
Tell me.
We go back to our original, you've now been out to dinner. Now we add the proposal. You've had some drinks. You go back home. She is now in bed in her baby bop costume. Like, baby, hold on one second. I got something for you, too. Hold on. And you come in a sexy Barney costume.
Oh.
And you have sexy dino kids stuff.
And then we have a baby who dresses up as TJ, which is that weird yellow dinosaur that came in later.
Like, you have officially become the grossest couple that has ever happened.
Yep.
Ever. Could you imagine, like, talking to, like, you and I, like, having a, like, one of your best buddies, like, having a conversation, be like, you know, you've had a drink or two, and you're like, it's just the guys, and you're like, yeah, you know what, and then, you know, we were in Jamaica, we were having a good time, you know, pina coladas were flowing, and man, I got shit, dude, my wife came out, she's wearing a baby bop costume, and I was like, oh, girl, baby, I came prepared too, and then, man, I put on my Barney costume.
Oh, no.
And we just, it was amazing, dude. Could you imagine having a friend telling you that as a real thing? What the hell would you say?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Like, at the beginning when he was like, yeah, she put on that baby bop costume. Would you even, for the slightest moment, be like, oh, yeah. Okay, dude.
Tell me more.
Yes. Great.
No. I'd be like, wait, hold on. Hold the phone. You went to Italian Village downtown, and she came out in a baby bop costume.
Yeah, dude, it was unbelievable.
And she sang that song.
Oh my God! I couldn't contain myself.
My dick went up with the tide.
I couldn't contain. Oh man! Oh, I love her so much. I love Valentine's Day so much.
By the way, I think me singing that song was probably the creepiest this podcast has ever been.
Yeah, ever. This is a creepy podcast.
It really is.
You know what? That's how it goes sometimes. Hey. When you're talking Billy Big Mouth Bass, sexy style, that's what happens.
All right. Well, that's my number two.
Okay. Well, my number one. My number one is kind of a joint number one. It's kind of a split because one is the parody of the other. All right. Let's paint this picture.
All right.
Let's
paint this picture right now.
So we've had the proposal, we've had the coming back home for a sexy time. How about this one? So,
by the way, great picture painted. Yeah, we went out and we came back home for sexy time.
Hey, no one is poo-pooing sexy time.
Okay.
People know sexy time.
That's right.
We all know the sexy time. Let's okay, let's do this one. Let's go to what you were talking about before, is teenage young man going for his first conquest.
Ooh, yeah.
It's prom night.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the night that of legend.
You've watched American Pie. You've studied it.
You've seen all the teen. You know that prom is where it goes down.
That's right.
Yeah. And you're going to make it special. Because prom happens to fall on Valentine's Day for some reason.
Of course. Weird school year.
I don't even know when proms are supposed to be, but they should be on Valentine's Day. So you rent this big, sexy lake house, you and all your friends. But each of you has your own bedroom for sexy time.
Ooh.
That's what's going on. And you're having fun. You're like, maybe some of you are drinking for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, girl, you think drinking some Michelob Ultras are special. You hold on, girl. I got something real special for you. And as she goes into the bed and gives you that very, very youthful, innocent, like, I'm ready. Come on in. You come out. as sexy Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
But more specifically, that's for the general purpose. What I really want is sexy Pizza the Hutt from Spaceballs. That's the sexy costume I want.
Disgusting.
It is just super disgusting.
Just for those melted cheese. Anyway, continue.
Just to get you on the same page, if you're not familiar with Pizza the Hutt, if you've not seen Spaceballs for some bizarre reason, take Jabba the Hutt and make him out of melting pizza. That's that. There you go. There's Pizza the Hutt. So it's basically a, you know the pizza that's like left over on the like the cardboard piece that like kind of congealed side cheese.
God, it's so gross.
It's an entire mound of that in a triangular form. Then you add in your pepperoni and your green peppers, and like, but then you reheat it all. So like parts of it drip and goop, and but it's all in this triangular big form. So let's jump back to our scenario. I'm ready. Come on in. As you, like, slither through. It's basically this giant, mascot costume you're inside, but there's, like, a heater inside of it to keep all the cheese drooping and just slopping around.
God.
And, of course, there's just a cutout in the middle for your Wang Chung tonight.
Oh, got it. Gotta have it.
But don't worry. There's burning hot cheese around it.
Yep. It's going to be the craziest game of operation ever.
It's like when you take a bite of hot pizza and burn the roof of your mouth. However, young lady, it will be around that mystical, magical area that we still don't know what the hell we're doing around. So you open the door, and here comes Sexy the Hutt. Slothering, that's not a word either, but it is.
Nope.
It is for this,
but I know what you mean.
Slothering through, and you just onto the bed, like ruining all of the sheets instantly with melted cheese and pepperoni and onions.
Oh god, onions, why?
Because onions are the smell of romance, at least in Pizza the Hutt's world. And then, you keep in mind, you also have no arms. Your arms are, they're inside. You have inside arms. That's what you got, man. There you go. There's your sexiest, unsexy costume I can possibly think of is a sexy Pizza the Hutt.
Wow. Well, thank you for that one.
But don't worry, if it's for the lady, it's got a slit so her leg comes out and it looks real sexy like. And you've got big cheesy titties.
Okay. Well, man, after that picture painted, I don't know if I can do mine justice now. Because my number one...
My wife's going to be so mad.
I know.
Especially keep in mind, I've never done any of this.
Yet.
Yet. Valentine's Day is soon approaching, though.
That's right. My first... God, I can't beat that one, man. Pizza the Hutt is disgusting and dangerous.
My number one is wood chipper. The sexy wood chipper
with working fan blades. No, my number one is, I'm not even gonna bother painting a picture. I'll try. So you go out to eat, you come back for, as you call it, the sexy time. And you know, you as the man, you are waiting on the bed. You are fully standing at attention.
Yes.
Ready to embark on the sexual escapade. And suddenly you hear this slithering, slimy sound on the ground, and you peek over the side of your bed. And you see your girlfriend dressed up as Sexy the Blob.
Now tell me what the outfit's like.
I hesitate to use the word sumo suit.
Okay.
But definitely an extra layer of padding. And just covered in Vaseline.
Oh!
And she has no bones. The blob has no bones.
Well, okay, hold on. There's no costume anywhere that removes your bones. That's not a thing.
This is where the role play comes into it. You have to act like you have no bones. So you have to try bonelessly. Just okay. Try bonelessly to try and slither up on the bed.
We're flopping. We got lots of floppage.
Flopping on the bed. And she just kind of like... over to you. It's like, and then she saddles up next to your ear. It's like, you ready for the blob loving?
The blob loving.
And then she on top of you.
Oh, dude, you give me a run for my money and one. This is bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
This is bad. It's okay, bad. Where's this?
But she's covered in petroleum jelly, so she just keeps sliding off of you. So it's just a game of trial and error until you just get sick of everything and break up with her.
That's it. You know what? No, that's it. Not just for tonight. That's it. Forever.
That's it.
Forever.
Why would you ever think it's a good idea to cover yourself up with Vaseline and slither bonelessly in here making noises?
Dude, that is yuck.
Yucky sick.
That is yuck. Because, man, there are just so many sexy costumes that can work for many a gentleman or lady at any time. At any time. Gentlemen, you just put a suit on. You'd be sexy businessman. Some girls, that's cool. That's what they want. You can do sexy fireman, as you said. You can do sexy secretary. There's so many sexy... there's sexy Harry Potter. There's sexy Donald Trump. There's all sorts of things that you can make work.
Yeah.
Let me tell you two things that are not going to work for anybody. Sexy the blob covered in jelly. just covered in Vaseline. And sexy Pizza the Hut.
Let me tell you the grossest thing that she says. I totally forgot about this. But as she's whispering in here, like, are you ready for some blob loving? Remember, when the blob consumes something, it digests it.
Oh! Oh! That's when you immediately fake you're asleep.
To say fake your own death.
I mean, that's a deep sleep.
That is a
very
man.
Deep. Wow.
So
once again, ladies, we look forward to your emails.
That's right. We'll dress up as Michael Moore if you dress up as Pizza the Hut and the Blob, respectively.
I also kind of imagine Michael Moore at home listening and being like, I've had sex with Pizza the Hut. It was hot.
Like, oh, come on. Yeah.
Michael, you're yucky. You're just yucky. So let me give you a quick little recap over here.
Oh, please do.
We're going to do a number five at Sexy Professor X. By the way, you can never get out of the wheelchair. Never. Number four, we're going to go Sexy Precious.
Always Sexy Precious.
Always. Just the most blatantly offensive costume there is. Then we're going to go with Sexy Billy Big Mouth Bass.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we're going to go Sexy Gimli, and then Sexy Pizza the Hut.
All right, where my top five was a Sexy Zombie, starting off with a softball. Then a Sexy Mattress, may or may not be Veruca Salt. We'll never know. Sexy Michael Moore was my number three. And you have to do that Louis Anderson Jewish mother voice. And then number two is a Sexy Baby Bop. My number one is a Sexy The Blob.
It's that sound, man.
It's the worst, man.
It's that sound. Yuck.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we'd love to hear what you think. Although I might be afraid to hear what you think about your top fives for this week's top five.
I look forward to it. I look forward to diving into the deep end of the pool there, friends.
I know you do because you're a weird guy.
Yeah, I'm the one dressing up as Barney. And just for the record, Veruca Salt is the girl from Willy Wonka. So,
well, it is, but is that the blueberry?
Yeah, that's her.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
All right.
100% sure.
Okay.
Yes. I want the world. I want the whole world.
Okay. I thought, isn't that the girl who gets shrunk down, or am I crazy?
No, she just is a blueberry, dude.
What? The blueberry girl is a brunette.
Yeah, so is Veruca Salt.
God, we'll never figure this
out. It's her, dude.
She's not brunette.
What are you talking about?
She's redhead.
No, she's not.
Oh, my God. Anyway, guys, we'll figure this out on our own time. But we love hearing what you guys have to think. We love hearing ideas for your top fives. We want to hear your top five, as crazy as they may be, for this week's top five, which was, again, top five least sexy costumes. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can leave a comment on fiveplay.net. You can email us, which is the best place to the Veruca Salt debate has got me all tongue-tied. The best way to get a hold of us is at fiveplaynet@gmail.com. Steve, what am I forgetting?
You're forgetting that Veruca Salt does turn into the blueberry, you big ass.
God.
I hate you. You're forgetting that. You know what? We said it before, but I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
We love seeing your emails, reading what you have to say, and I'm really looking forward to it this week. Despite Wes is not, I am. Facebook and Twitter are right around the corner. Mm. Thank you guys very, very, very much for listening. We appreciate it more than you can know. So, but as always, we'll sign off with I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was five,
and we're out. In addendum.
God damn it, I just did more detailed research. It's Violet Beauregard.
That's right.
That turns into the blueberry.
And Veruca Salt, I believe, shrinks, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she just falls through. She does she wants the geese thing that lay the golden eggs.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say she jumps up on the scale and she falls through the bottom, I want to say.
Oh, she's a bad egg.
Yeah, she's a bad egg.
That's right.
Yeah, Veruca Salt is a bad egg. Blueberry is Violet Beauregard.
So, in addendum, I'm right, Steve's wrong, Steve sucks, I'm awesome. Bye!
Bye!